It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And something, I don't know if you're like this, Bill, but I've had a couple of knee replacements. I have some painkillers that I didn't use, and I just kind of throw it in a drawer. Yeah. And we also have a big opioid dilemma that's going on right now, and they kind of go hand in hand. Dr. Jonah Stulberg, general surgeon at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, is on the line with us. He's leading Northwestern Medicine's opioid reduction strategies. And how are you, Dr. Stulberg?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
There is a connection to opioid drugs. As I mentioned, I had knee surgery. You don't finish your pain pills. You throw it in a drawer, but that's not the place to put them. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
But your
story is not unique.
Right,
you know,
I know.
215 million prescriptions were dispensed in the United States in 2016. And on average, after acute pain episodes, only 70 to 90% of those go unused.
And then what happens to them?
Majority of people have stories like yours.
And then what happens?
Unfortunately, most of them end up in patients' drawers. People just have them in their purse. They carry around. Some people keep them in their glove box. And that's really not what should happen to them. What should happen to them is that they're disposed of correctly in an opioid disposal kiosk or bin or any of these take-back centers.
And see, here's the thing. I do have, with two kids with ADHD, we've gone through different medications to try and find the perfect ones. So I have a bag of unused prescriptions, and you're not supposed to flush them down the toilet. You're not just supposed to throw them out in your garbage can. So this is where people don't know what to do with them. Help us with that.
Absolutely. So one of the things we're talking about today is that we have the DEA National Drug Takeback Day occurring this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And anyone with any medications, your opioid medications, leftover medications from ADHD or high cholesterol pills, it doesn't matter. We take back those drugs, and that is at locations all across the country and at every Northwestern hospital that's coming up Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you can't make that particular location, the DEA has a deadiversion.org website. You can go on and see what locations do have drug disposal kiosks available. They are now in more and more pharmacies, and they're also at Northwestern hospitals.
Okay, and Northwestern, if you're not nearby, you can find out more at nm.org, correct? That would be your website.
That is correct. Yep.
And if you're not near Northwestern, I believe it's deatakeback.com. Is that the other website to go to find a location near you?
That works as well. If you just type into any browser DEA diversion or DEA drug takeback, you'll get to the right location. It should be pretty easy to find.
Dr. Stulberg, just for a second, the way people used to dispense of them, and even though we know now this is incorrect, is a lot of times, as Wendy said, they would flush them down a toilet or down a drain, but then you have those drugs getting into the water supply, and that's not good, right?
That's correct. So the FDA really does recommend that they are incinerated, which is what happens when the medications are returned to drug disposal kiosks. They now have drug return envelopes that you can use at home or, as I said, any other regular kiosks. But we don't want them ending up in our water supply, and we don't want them ending up in just our standard trash.
Also, after I had knee surgery, I had to inject myself, I don't even remember what it was, if it was a vitamin or something, for 14 days. I know diabetics use insulin. Will this day, is this where you can return, use syringes as well?
Unfortunately, no. This is focused on drugs themselves and pills, and we cannot take back sharps or liquids.
All right, good to know.
When is Syringe Saturday? Is
yeah,
that coming
I don't know
up
what to do
soon?
With those. They're sitting in a bag on my dresser right now.
You know, there are more and more locations that also have safe syringe disposals within their bathrooms. You'll find them in places like the airport. You'll also find them in many hospitals. But you do have to find a safe syringe disposal that looks like a one-way container so that people can't get stuck with the syringes.
All right.
You can't just drop them off at a random hospital or clinic, can you? They wouldn't accept them, would they?
No, you can't. They have to have specialized programs to be able to take them back. As you can imagine, those can cause harm to the healthcare workers.
Absolutely.
So they are
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, they're under restriction.
All right, well, I have a bag of prescription meds. I finally have learned to take them out of a medicine cabinet. We had a medicine drawer for a while. And, you know, there have been studies proven that a lot of times we worry about our kids raiding the liquor cabinet, but a lot of times they're raiding the medicine cabinet.
You are absolutely right. That concept is called diversion, and actually studies now show that the majority of non-medical users of prescription drugs get their medication through diversion. And all that means is that they're getting them from other people's medicine cabinets, they're borrowing them from friends. There's this horrible trend right now of something called Skittles parties, where folks, kids raid their parents' medicine cabinet, and then they pour all the drugs into a bowl and they try whatever, and we've seen a spike in fatalities due to that practice. So really having your medications, especially the dangerous medications, appropriately stored in a locked cabinet in a locked area and with child safe protection so that young kids can't get into them accidentally is very important.
Dr. Stolberg, I know that some people will use a drug of some sort, say a painkiller, and then they don't need it anymore, and they'll keep it on a shelf saying, well, I don't need it anymore now, but at some point I may need it again.
That's why I kept it.
But a lot of people are like that, but there's a shelf life to most of these drugs. They become ineffective after a while, don't they?
Yeah, that's correct. All medications do have a shelf life. It'll be printed on the medication itself. You know, the problem that you're bringing up actually has two components. One is that the medication will eventually expire. It won't be as effective. But the second is that certain medications are what we call scheduled medications. We know that they're at increased risk. Opioids are within that class. They're Schedule 2, meaning the highest schedule that you can have and still get a prescription. So they're only really meant to be under a physician's guidance. Taking too many opioids can stop your breathing. People die, and that's how people overdose. And some of those deaths are accidental. And so this isn't a medication that we really ever recommend. You're kind of taking on your own, say you get back pain a couple weeks later. They really should be taken with caution and under the guidance of a physician.
And I'll tell you, after having knee surgery, my surgeon gave you like two refills, and you had to call, and they were very, they questioned it, because it's like, you should be off of these by now.
Right.
So I've noticed now, between one surgery 12 years ago and one year ago, they don't just freely give you pain pills anymore. Are more doctors onto this?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, as we are learning more about our practices and the effect of our practices on our patients, but not only our patients, our community, we've started to become smarter with the way in which we manage pain. For a long time, we overprescribed. We gave more pills than were really needed, and we're trying very hard now to try and figure out what is the right number of pills. How can we do a better job of managing the pain, not only with opioids, but with other medications? And that's part of what I'm doing research in, and it's part of what I go around the country talking about and trying to help physicians better manage pain without the reliance on opioids.
Dr. Jonas Stolberg is a general surgeon at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and you're also instrumental in leading Northwestern's medicine's opioid reduction strategies. We need to talk about opioid addictions more frequently. Just in the recent Roseanne spinoff, The Conners, that was addressed. We have to talk about it and not be ashamed if a loved one is addicted. We need to get them help. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I would 100% agree with it. Yes. We need to talk about it. We need to make it part of our regular conversation. We need to be open about those who struggle, and we need to be conscious that some people may be struggling silently. I may not even be apparent to us in the beginning. And so we have to be aware that that's possible and be cognizant.
If you have prescription drugs that need to be disposed of, the website, again, is DEATakeBack.com. It'll tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. Dr. Stolberg, we really appreciate it. Thanks so much for helping us out today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, you said you had some painkillers that were prescribed to you after your...
After the tennis injury on my leg. And they even said, when you're done with these, you must dispose of them. Don't keep them around. They were adamant about that. They're highly addictive. They say that, you know, there's people who go on for a similar instance and then they're on them for years. I didn't want to be one of those people.
Yeah.
I took one and I was done with them. You know, I
they
couldn't do it.
They make me sick to my stomach anyway.
Yeah. Everyone
Sometimes
reacts.
Ibuprofen or Tylenol is the best route to go.
Yeah.
All right. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We're going to take a quick break. We have a lot more show coming up today, including talking to Dean Richards. Bertrand might want to talk a little about A Star Is Born because
he saw it yesterday.
Yeah, he made a point to tell us he saw it.
Yeah.
Was he wowed? I don't know. We'll find out. It's 720 WGN. Also, news stories that matter with Steve Bertrand. That's all coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.